I can't wait to go home and tell my wife, you know, I've been going to all these voice lessons, and I didn't think it would ever happen, but I can finally sing better than Eileen. And my wife will be like, David, you really shouldn't lie on the Holy Shabbos. And I'll say, but I'm not lying tonight. I hope that I refuah shleima. But you know, it is so appropriate because Ha'azinu is so much about song. It's so much about poetry. It's so much about the symbolic realms we live in. So I want to share a story. Some of you may remember I told it about 3 years ago, but it's one of my favorite stories. And it is about an anthropologist who discovered this African tribe where when a woman was entering labor, all the people in the tribe would gather around and they would sing to the mother and to the child who was being born. And the song that they sang was tailored and unique and individualized to that particular child. And that song then became that child's song that would accompany him or her throughout the child's life. When the child entered education, in tribal education, they would sing that song to the child. When the child came of age, they would sing that song. When the child would marry, that song would be sung. There was another time when that would be sung, and that was if the child committed some sort of crime, some sort of social offense. And this particular group of people didn't believe in prisons or have a sort of punitive system. They would gather around the wrongdoer in a circle, and they would sing that song and sing the child back into the community. And it was very beautiful. And the one final place when they would sing to that child is when the child left the world as well. I find it such a gorgeous story. And we're looking at that same concept because in Ha'azinu, Moshe Rabbeinu is singing his song, or really his two final songs to the Jewish people. He's singing of the past with dew dripping down. He's singing of the future, a future that he won't sing. And he leaves us with song. And I was thinking about this because so much of song, opera, and poetry operates on the symbolic mode, the meanings, the words. It's not like ordinary speech. And it's sort of like religion also. You know, if you were to look at Jews from the outside and what we do, it would look very peculiar. We're about to pick up the Arba Minim, the four species, and we're going to shake them in all the directions. And we've got a nice lemon. And I sort of wonder if Martians came down and looked at us during that time, how peculiar it would look. Because they'd be looking from the outside, and they wouldn't understand that the symbolic realm operates in the heart, in the associations, in the ways that a bar mitzvah is not just a ceremony, but a link and a tying of Nate to all the generations that have come before. So on this Shabbat of Ha'azinu, I want to invite us, and we'll look at a poem a little bit later at Kaddish time, to enter the symbolic realm. It's the place where music exists. It's the place where religion exists. It's the place where ultimately all human culture resides, and it is what is most deeply human about us and what has sustained us as a people. And I'd like to think that Moses, as he stood there, knowing that his time was over, that the most potent gift he could give us was not another lesson, not another commandment, another mitzvah, but the power of song to bring us into the world, to bring us back when we stray, and to help take us out of the world just as he did. Shabbat Shalom.